We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph, and we are starting 12 lines from the top of Kuvav Amud Aleph. First words on the line are Nevi'im Meksuvim. We're starting right after that. We're continuing the sugya of Bilam. So the Pasuk says that Bilam turns to Yisroel, and he says, Vayaris Akeni, Vayisim HaShalai, Amulai Bilam Yisroel. Bilam told Yisroel, Keni, Lo Yisi Imanu Ba'isa Eitza, Were you with me? Who put you next to the strong people who hold up the world, which are the Sanhedrin? The pasuk says like this: "Vayaras akeni." It's pasuk in Parshas Balak. "Vayaras akeni." He says, "Mashalav yomar Esau moishavecha v'sim v'sela kinecha." That your moishav, your place where you are sitting, is in the strength of the world, and you're in the place of the rock, which is referring to the Sanhedrin. So he turns to Israel, how in the world did your Enoch, your descendants, land up in the Sanhedrin? You're with us, but Oisa Eitza, Vahainu D'Amra, what Eitza we're talking about? Vahainu D'Amra, Chia Ba'ab, Amra B'Samoi, Shloisha Yavaisa Eitza, Elohein, Bilam, Eoiv, V'Yisroi. Now, which Eitza we're talking about? So we usually learn Rashi and Chumash. It means by the Eitza of Havan Eschak Maloi, that Pari turned to the advisors and said, the Yidin are getting too much, they're getting too big, they're gonna overpower us. What should we do with them? And the idea was to put them to work. But Rashi says here, means Shagazar Pari Akola Ben Hayulud Hayaira. That's what we're talking about. That Xera, they were part of that Xera. In any case, they were part of some part of Pari Xera. So it says, Bilam Shuyaat, Bilam that gave the idea to, according to Rashi, it means to throw the boys into the river Nerak. He was killed. Eiv Shishasak, Eiv that was quiet, needed me Yisurim, got Yisurim. But Yisrael Shabarach and Yisrael that ran away, Zochu Brebonov, Leisha Lushka Gazis. He was Zoichet that his Enikloch, his descendants, will be sitting in the Sanhedrin. Shinemah says in the Pasuk, and this Pasuk is referring to the Sanhedrin, Umishpachos Seifrim Yoshve Yabates, Tirosim, Shimosim, Suchosim, Hema Hakenim Abo, Mechamas Avibes Rechav. And these words are all referring to people in the Sanhedrin, and it says, from the Canaan, and Canaan we know is Yisrael, v'chziv, v'nei Canaan, chayisim ha'isha, olu mir tamarim, mir ha'tamarim. So we know that his descendants sat in the Lishka Gazas. Now, two quick points. I'm not going to get into the point with Eiv that Baruch mentioned, that they will ask, that Eiv was quiet, he got the worst punishment, he got Yisurim, for Yisurim, Eiv are like a legendary. So what's Pshat? So we know the famous Pshatim that says that that if it hurts, you scream, he should have said something. Akapanim, that's a Pshat for a different sugya. But over here, it's very shver. It says that Yisrael was Zeicha, that's Bnei Banov, to sin Lishka Gazas. You know why? Because he ran away from this Eitza. We had a Gemara not long ago, on Daf Kuvdal Omar Aleph. We're talking about two blad ago. It says over there, how do you know that you should give food? I'm reading you a Gemara on the topic of Dalam Alf and Masech to Sanhedrin. It says, it says the Bishar that he gave food to Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave food, it says in the Sugya, G'dayel Legima, he was Zaycha to sin less of Gazas. And here the Gemara says, this Chos was because of that. So what's going on? Which one is this Chos? So the Marsha and the Afkuf Dal and Amar Aleph asks this question, how do two things stem with each other? So he answers that there was like a two-step process. He says, Tema, the Mashal asks in Afkudal, Tema, the Hokkama de Vishar Kurenaloi, Zocha Yisroi, Shabri Bab Yoshua Gazas. For Kamama Perikin, it says that Gimahoi Bais Eitzah, Yisro Shabarach, Zocha Yoshua Gazas. So what's going on over here? And with the Mashav, Yeshleimar, the Vishar Kurenaloi, Loi Zocha El Shiyu Bonav Ru'uy and Love Bekal. Number one is that Betzim, they shouldn't have been Ru'uy Love Bekal. Like Moav. Moav was not a royal of the Kal, but because he gave food, they are royal to marry into the Kal. And then step two was that because he was by Seitza and he ran away, he was Zeicha. Not only were they part of the Kal, they were a real part of the Kal, they even part of the Sanhedrin. It's a big Zeicha because the Mara doesn't stand so much like that, but like upon him, that's a good Kasha the Masha asks that you have to answer.
Why is there a difference? He ran away now, and
Eve
didn't say anything.
Right, Eve didn't say anything, yeah. Even saying, yeah, he was quiet because he didn't want to.
But it's not like he was pro this or anti that.
Right, that's the thing. He must.
Why did he get such a suit?
Right, that's the question. Yeah. I said it's not for sugi here, but the answer is because if something hurts, you scream. So if he obviously didn't bother him that much. He didn't say anything. That's the quick tarot, but it's a sugi for like Masechta Saita. Vayisa Mashallah Vayimar. So it says Vayta by the parasha of Bilam. It says Vayisa Mashallah Vayimar. Oy mi yichya mesumai kail. That's the pasuk says in parasha Balak. What does that mean? So Amr Hashem Velakish. Oy mi shemechaya atzmai b'shem kail. It's woe to the person who acts like he is a god. So woe to such a person. That's oy mi shemechaya atzmai b'shem kail. And Rashi says who referring to like para yichiram. They made themselves into a god. Woe to the nation who will be there, but Shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a save Klal Yisrael and make a geula for Klal Yisrael. Interesting mashal, but the mashal is it's like keilu someone gets in the way between a lion and a lioness, b'shah shenizkakim b'shah they're mating, and you get involved, get in between them. That will be the umma who gets in between a kares baruch when they're being goyel klai yisrael. In the pasuk it says in Balak at the end of Bilam's brachas. It says v'tzim miyad kitim v'inu asher v'inu aver v'gam huad yoved. This is where Bilam is telling you the future, and it says v'tzim miyad kitim. Tzim means big boats. As a side, if you ever go down the New Jersey Turnpike, you see these big trailers that say zim on it. It comes from this word tzim. That's what it is. V'tzim means a big ship. V'tzim miyad kitim. So that must be an Israeli company that company zim. V'tzim miyad kitim means that the boats will come biyad mad kitim. Rashi and Chumash says kitim means the Romans. They're going to come attack. But here the Gemara says Amarav kitim is the country of Liba and Asper. And what are they going to do in the future? They're going to ve'inu Asher ve'inu Aver. So ad Asher called to Mikdal. They're going to kill Asher. Mekam ve'elach meshabed yisvud. They're going to be meshabed, which means in the future all the nations who attack Klal Yisrael will be taken over by these kitim that come in big ships and destroy Asher, destroy Assyria, and all the other nations will become meshubit to them. So it says, "Hine hoylech la'ami l'choy yatzuchash yase omazeh la'amcha." We know this pasuk is the famous pasuk where the Gemara will explain in a second, where Bilam tells Balak that I have no eitzah to be mekal them because Hashem is turning everything into a bracha. But the only eitzah I have is to make them do avera, and that will be a terrible thing for them. So he says, "I'm going to give you an eitzah, and the eitzah, what your What Ashiyasa Omazeh La Amacha, what this Klal Yisrael will do to your nation. So the problem is that the idea was the opposite. His idea was that the Benois Moyov from Balak's country should be Machshel Klal Yisrael. So it should have said, not the pasuk says Ashiyasa Omazeh La Amacha, what this nation will do to your nation. But it should have said Amcha La Omazeh Mebayale. It should have said, I'm going to tell you what your nation should do to this It's like a person who wants to say a klala and is toila b'acherim. Like Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi in the bottom of the right side, you don't want to make the shiflus that you have to find this eitzah. Hey, chichshum Yisrael. It's a shiflus that they're going to send out their benois for this. So that's why he said it the opposite way. But really, the idea was to send out the benois moyav to be machshul klal Yisrael. Amalehem. So Bilam told them, or told Balak, Elikeim shel elu soini zima. Hashem hates znotsu. Vehei misav kli pishton. But I have a way to catch them. They want kli pishton. So the Mashal explains that in Mitzrayim, there's a lot of pishton, and they had a lot of good clothing there, linen clothing there. Now the past 40 years, they're wearing the same exact clothing for 40 years, and they had a taiva for kli pishton. So bav asiyach eitzo, aselem kloim, make these little tents, and put inside them zoynos, zekeinu v'chutz, a older woman on the outside of the yaldim afnim, and younger ones inside. And this way, the people won't keep away. They see a zekeinu, they're not going to be so careful. The yidden, the yim kulam kli pishton, let them sell kli pishton. So that's what he did. Aslam kloim, mahar shalik ad beis hayishimais, from the place called Har Shalik, which is Sneer, until beis hayishimais. V'hoishivem zaynas, he put in these 10 zaynas, kinem v'chutz, v'yaldim v'fnim, v'shal shishol eichlim v'shayisim v'smeichim, when Klai Yisrael were eating and drinking and happy, v'yaitzin l'tayil, like the Mepharshim speak out, there was a shikol, a very great severu. First of all, they were eating too much. Then they were being smeach too much. Then they went to l'tayil. Instead of going to learn, they went to take a walk. Yotzal Tal Bashuk went to go shopping. Yotzal Tal Bashuk, Emeris Loy has Kena, Yatam Vakash Kupishton, don't you want Kupishton? Zakena, Emeris Loy Bishava, Zakena says, I'm going to sell you here for full price. The Yalda, out popped the Yalda, the younger one, from the tent, says, Emeris Loy Pachos, I'll give you a better price. Shtayim and Shalish Pahman, two or three times, developed the relationship. Vakach Emeris Loy, she already tells them, come inside anytime you want and just take something. Hare At Kaben Bayis, Shev Boro La Atzbacho, go pick anything you want yourself. There was these glasses of wine next to the clothing. But and at this point, there wasn't an Isra of Yayin Nesach yet, or Stam Yayinim yet. Do you want to drink some wine? Once they drank some wine, the Yetzirah took over. And the Yidin told the Yalda, Shmili, for Tashmish, they took out the Avodah Zarah from their lap. Amraloi, Avodah Zarah, serve this Avodah Zarah. Amraloi, Yudani, I'm a Yid, I don't do Avodah Zarah. Amraloi, Maich Beslan, Kluma Vakshwal appear. All I'm asking you is to go to the bathroom. That's not called Avodah Zarah. But who any day, Shavadah Zvakach, and the Yid did not know this was the Avodah. There was znus and there was avodah zara, and not only that, he didn't let them go until they were koyfer v'taris moshe rabcha. Shenema hema bo baal paar v'nozru leboishes v'yu shkutzim ba'ahava. Rashi says shkutzim ba'ahava means metoich tavas avosam from the law of znus. Now, what does it mean? They were kaif of terrorist Moshe Rabcha. So Rasha says, a one line Rasha, it means that not only they do znus and par, but they also were over on loyavoy me'avi v'kal Hashem. That's what it says in Rasha. I have two kashas on that. Kasha number one is that I would think that the issa didn't happen yet. Why did me'avi also become v'kal? This is the middle of the story, the passing by Maya right now. So it's a little bit strange to say that we had that lava ready. I guess the Torah was given ready with the lava without the reason. You have to know. That's number one. Number two is, it says, me'av lo me'avis. And so I guess the argument that knows, that's what like is also. And number three, you can ask, is that not so positive that was no salon, you're over lo me'av v'kal Hashem. So like the Rambam and the Raivin. If there's an Isser, made tafkis when you marry them, not beznos, few kashas I have on the Masha, but. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you see the future. Right, that's called Oivim Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's called Oivim Taurus Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a chiddush to say like that. By Yeshev Yisrael B'shitim, it says, by the beginning of the story, before they were Mazana, it says, by Yeshev Yisrael B'shitim, and Yochel Om Lizes El Mnois Maya. So it starts off with an introduction. Yeshev Yisrael B'shitim. So the Gemara was Shittim. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Shittim Shema, that was the name of the place. Rabbi Shua Eimer, she's asked the Rishtos. It's called Shittim because they were Oisik with the Rishtos, which is Znos. It says in the Pasuk further, in the next Pasuk, V'atikra'en la'om l'zivche le'heyem, V'yoyich la'om v'yishtachavu le'heyem. And V'atikra'en la'om is Lashon of Mikrov, they banged into each other. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Aruma is Pagu Behem. It was Mamish La'om, and there was no clothing in between. They encountered each other with Arumas. Rabbi Shua Eimer, the Lashon Vatikarana is Shanasu Kulam Bali Kerin. They became a Bali Kerin. Now, once we have Mechagas Lezer and Rabbi Shua, what a word means, we had what Shita means, and what's the Tikran Lam, my Lashon Rafidim, we know that there's Lashon Rafidim, where the Yidin left Rafidim after Mount Torah. So Lezer Eimer, Rafidim is Shema's name of the place. Rabbi Shua Eimer, Shurafu Atzma Divrei Torah. They Shvachin themselves Divrei Torah, and that's where the Amalek happened. Shanema says in the Pasuk, Lehifnu Ovais El Bada Merifin Yadayim. You find the idea that they lose his chosim, but if you die from Torah, if you're weakened in Torah, you lose his chosim. Om Rav Yechel, Kol Makom Shneva Vayeshev, like this story starts off, Vayeshev Shal B'shitim, anytime it's Vayeshev, it means that not good things are going to happen. Kol Makom Shneva Vayeshev, Eina Loshon Tzar, Loshon of Tzar, Shneva Vayeshev Yishal B'shitim, the Yidin were parked in Shittim, Vayachol Amos Yisrael as well. Another example, Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Meguri of Eretz Canaan, beginning of Paris of Yeshev, Yaakov was trying to because Yaakov Leishev Shalva, and says, what is it afterwards? But Yova Yosef is Dibasim Ro'al Aviyam, that started the whole story, the whole cycle of Yosef. And when Nehemiah says in the Pasuk, Vayeshev Yishol Beretz Goshen, and what happens after that? Vayikru V'meishol Lomus. Again, you see that Vayeshev is Loshon Sar. Vayeshev Yehuda of Yisrael Petach Ish Tachas Gafnim Tachas Teinoi. So this is in times of Shlomo HaMelech. It was very good times. Everyone was very comfortable. But it says afterwards, V'yokim Hashem Sotom L'Shlomo Esadad Adoyim Yimizera HaMelech U'Be'adoyim. That Hashem set up Hadad to bother Klal Yisrael and to bother Shlomo HaMelech until Shlomo HaMelech's death. Hadad Hadoimi and someone else in Nach the Ayin Sham bothered Shlomo HaMelech. It says Vayit in the Psukim, this is already Parashat Pinchas, that Malchei Midyan Horgu Achaleim Es Evi Ves Rekam Ves Sur Ves Chur Ves Reva Chameshes Malchei Midyan Ve'ez Bilam Ben Bahar Horgu Bechor Ves Shet Nepasik. And what in the world is Bilam doing by Mechemes Midyan? So Bilam, my boy, what's he doing there? Amriyachon Shaholach Litos Char Esem Arba Elv Shivim Meshav. Because of this Maisa of Baal Par and this Nus of Nesmoyav, Hashem made him a Geifa. 24,000 of Klal Yisrael were died by Geifa, and he went to collect his money. That he said, "Look, my idea worked," and he came there and he got killed. He should have just stayed home. Gamla Ozlam Boy Karne. Camel goes to get his horns. Udni the Havale, the ears he had, Gazizim they cut off. It says this Bilam ben Ba'ar, this is a pasuk already in Nach in Yeshua. It says this Bilam ben Ba'ar Hakoysim Horgu Bnei Yisrael B'Chor B'Chaleim. Same pasuk, but this is in Nach, and calls him Chayr Koysim Naviu. Koysim means a kishav machi. It wasn't a Koysim, it was a Navi. Amriyachem Metchila a Navi. He started off being a Navi. Well, B'Soif at the end he lost his avu and became a Koysim. Amra Papa Ayn Dam Inji Misagni V'Shulti Avoyi. That wife, who was a wife to the minister, the chief, the duke, is in Legavri Nagri. She landed up being Mizana with the head, the sailors, which are the lowly people, or I mean sailors or blacksmith, which means Bilam. He started off as a Navi and landed up being a Kaisim.